May we have a word?
Let me guess. He's done something crazy.
Show me again, I'm gonna break your neck.
Welcome to the Looney Bus.
McKenna.
Nebraska Williams.
That's Coyle.
That's Lynch.
With Merks.
Why are you here?
I don't think you believe me.
Come on, man. I had a run-in with a space alien.
This fucking guy is crazier than the rest of us.
The fuck was that?
That's the thing that killed my men.
Alien.
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast bonus time. I am Oscar, your host, and with me today is my co-host,
Ralph.
And what we typically do for bonus episodes, we've only done like 20 of these so far, and I still don't get it quite right. What we do typically for bonus, if you're listening to it for the first time, is that every month I choose a film that we're not going to review in our main show, and we choose it for our bonus. So we'll review that episode, usually with Ralph, sometimes Lexi, one time Luke. We sit down, give a review, just one off instead of our usual three. And for those who donate to our show in that month, we'll get this episode before everyone else does, which is 5 months down the line. So if you listen to this 5 months down later, like, why are they reviewing this movie so late in the year or next year sometimes? That's the reason why. That gives it enough time for it to come out, people watch it and stuff like that. So I think it's a good way to do it. And also, I don't want to hide a bunch of bonus episodes for no reason. I want everyone to eventually listen to them. So that's how it works. And you can find out how to donate to our show and check out all of our previous bonus episodes and knowing the current bonus episode over at otherpodcast.com. Now, the episode we're going to be doing today is Shane Black's The Predator. Not Predator.
The Predator.
That's what we're doing today. Ralph, thank you for joining me on this one. So let's get into it, shall we? After a predator kills his entire platoon, a soldier sends evidence of the alien home as proof of what really happened to his men. But after a genetically enhanced predator arrives on Earth in search of what was stolen, the soldier teams up with a unit of loony soldiers and a geneticist in a race to save his son that he unknowingly made into the predator's next target. All right, that is the thing here. Just so you know, I forgot to mention it. I always forget to mention it, actually. We do have a spoiler section, so don't worry about us spoiling anything. Although, do worry about us spoiling all the other Predator movies beforehand, because they're just...
Worry the fuck out of that.
Yes, so if you haven't seen anything, I mean, A, what are you doing with your life? And B, go watch them. Or don't care, whatever. So this is the movie. And this movie is directed by... And written by...
Shane Black.
You know who that is, right?
Sounds familiar. Something about Lethal Weapon?
Yes, something about Lethal Weapon. You're right. He did some of the series, I think. But... or no, he didn't do the series based on his characters because he wrote Lethal Weapon.
There's a lot of writing, am I correct?
Yeah, a lot of writing. The guy's mainly a writer. He did The Nice Guys, which we enjoyed,
yeah.
He did Iron Man 3, which some people enjoy, but not me.
And... Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Which I really like.
By the way,
really like.
First movie I ever took my wife to see.
Oh, that's adorable. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Not a bad first date movie. Not a bad one. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I like it because you can rewatch it and not kill, hate yourself for it. You also did The Last Action Hero, The Long Kiss Goodnight. These are the movies.
These are writing.
Yes.
Those are the other ones were directed and wrote.
Some of them are directed and wrote. He also starred in a few little productions. He's definitely not like any big-time actor or anything, but he was in the original Predator movie. He was one of the characters who's the guy with the glasses, if you remember that movie. I forgot his name in the movie, but he's part of Arnold Schwarzenegger's unit. He's a young fellow in that movie.
Hold up.
I'm pretty sure because I saw that movie recently on HBO because, you know, Predator was coming out, I was like, I want to watch the Predator movies. I saw AVP also.
Holy crud, you're right.
I know, I'm right.
One of the first ones dead, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the second one to die or something. Yeah, so isn't that funny?
It is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right. So that is his credentials. Pretty good credentials. Not like everything is great, but he has a style. He likes action. He likes, you know, he likes the whole teaming up idea. He likes like a big cast of characters usually.
I'll have to rewatch that one.
He likes at least duos, you know. He likes buddy cop things. Yeah. I mean, he didn't start the franchise or the type or anything, but he definitely reinforced a funny way to do action. That's his shtick, Ralph. So with that in mind, what did you think of The Predator?
So I'm going to say something real quick before I give you my input.
Yes.
On IMDb, they have this rated as a 5.9 stars out of 10, right?
Mm-hmm. This movie?
This movie.
Okay.
Original Predator, 7.8. Mm-hmm. Predator 2, 6.3. Mm-hmm. And then Predators, 6.4.
You mean higher than Predator 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is better than Predators.
Oh, okay. So why does everyone hate Predators?
I don't hate Predators. I still think this movie's better than it.
You think this movie's better? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't hate Predators. Don't get me wrong.
Because as soon as this movie came out,
I think out of all of them, even though I still like Predator 2, Predator 2 is the most hokey out there.
Predator 2 is probably the worst one.
Yeah.
Even though I enjoy it because nostalgically we saw it.
Nostalgically, exactly.
Growing up.
Sure.
But I really dog Predators.
So did I.
Like,
don't
I know a lot
wrong.
Of people were like, this guy can't. Well, what's the actor from The Pianist?
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. He can't be an action star. I'm like, yeah, he's not the best action star, but he pulled it off. I don't understand why.
I agree. I don't hate on it. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying a lot of people hate on it.
It still is. Yeah. Sure. Regardless, my first inputs of this, I'm glad this movie got a rated R.
Yes.
I'm glad that it is horror-ish. In the actual Predator itself, on what it does and what it does in the movie, it is. I like how it's. I think it's like a passing of the torch in this movie with what they're doing with the Predator series. I like how they tied in a lot of things in this movie.
Yeah.
With the original Predator movies, so far I liked a lot of things that they did. A lot of stuff just feels very. How do I say this?
Nice.
No, it's just like already done before, I guess. There's nothing new to expect in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
It already feels like done before. It always has to be something, like, literally, like, the suits were like, it's got to be bigger this time. And that's literally what they took. Like, just make it bigger.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, I said it in the intro, the genetically enhanced Predator thing.
Like, yeah, right, exactly. About. Oh, you did. You did. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's part of the plot.
It is part of the plot. So, like, it's just bigger. So, that being said, there's nothing fancy there, you know? But overall, I did enjoy the movie. I did it. I like the action in it. A lot of stuff is still hokey in it. Not great, but still enjoyable to watch. And when you see those moments, they're very brutal and very graphic. So
yeah.
That's why it's kind of fun to watch.
I've always liked Shane Black movies for this reason. That's why I like Lethal Weapon.
They're good action movies.
It's equal parts like funny with and outlandish with its some of the stuff they have to do. You know, like Mel Gibson especially because he's a crazy man on the brink of suicide, right? On that movie. I'm using that as an example right now. And but the action is also it's more than just good enough. Like they'll show the tits in the opening. They'll show like it's always adulty.
Yeah,
it feels adult.
Exactly.
Feels like it doesn't feel like just for general audiences at all or PG.
Yeah.
And it's it always goes that step, you know, a little farther in. They'll do the torching with the electricity thing, and for example,
right.
In that movie, and in this one they do they add the gore in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know, something about that little added touch.
Yeah.
Makes it more believable and more like
fun.
You're fun, and right. Also I guess it's also the way you bring it up as adulty, but it makes you feel like an adult. It
doesn't, yeah,
it makes
maybe
you,
that's
it makes
it
you as a viewer feel like an adult watching this, not just like, oh, well, I just took my, you know, adolescent kid to go watch this movie, and it's kind of hokey.
Yeah, I see what you mean. However, I will say that when I watch a Shane Black movie, knowing he did this movie, and even if he hadn't, I would still go into this movie just wanting to have fun. I don't need a reinvention of anything. I don't need a revisionist action movie. I don't need it. I don't need it to try to compete to the original Predator, which I will say it obviously does not. But also that movie has its own charms based on when it was made that is different from today. If it tried, you know, I'm saying if that movie didn't exist and Predator came out today, it will be awful. So it's not like, you know, it's a capsule of time. And also, right. Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of those one of the kind action actors. Like, once in a lifetime does that guy come around, you know? So you right. make as many movies as you can with that guy.
Right,
he's
exactly.
at his peak physicalness, you know? Which is why I think the casting of this movie was supremely fucked up. Like, I know that they wouldn't be able to do it because this man is known not to do this kind of movie. But The Rock would have been the best fucking choice for this movie. That is my ultimate... That's like that's a sad thing. I'm not blaming the movie for it. It's just my sadness with this movie is that The Rock...
I think The Rock would have been the perfect choice. And there's some other...
Boyd Holbrook.
I think you have to look at it.
Yes.
There's other choices in between also mm-hmm. that you could have picked.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
I think sure. John Cena could have done a good movie, a good choice also.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I agree with that.
Right? Just because I think it's also aesthetically looking, you know, like they have the built.
Yes.
They have the build for it, and they have the skill set.
I just think that the person toolbox. That touches even a little to Arnold's charisma and weight.
1,000% agree.
And obviously physicality is The Rock. You, if not casting him, you know, remember in spoilers for Skyfall? Do you remember in Skyfall?
Spoilers for Skyfall.
When he goes to his old house, his ranch, yeah. right? And he meets that old-timer, I forget his name, who plays him. And the movie plays it off like it's some sort of big reveal, and... You know why, right? Because it was supposed to be Sean Connery, but he declined the role.
Yeah.
Would have been perfect if Sean Connery... How much better is that movie?
Right.
If it's Sean Connery.
How much better is that movie?
Passing the torch. That would have been... This is what I felt.
I agree. Oh, okay, so, okay.
This
okay.
should have been him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Boyd Holbrook is fine.
Yeah.
He's okay. I mean, he's a better actress, but he's okay.
Yeah.
And I like his line delivery overall. I thought he did better.
You know what? You know who Boyd Holbrook reminds me of? He reminds
like
me...
Like every other actor?
No, he reminds me of... Just forgot about it. The guy in Terminator, the original Terminator.
The original? That guy.
Reminds me just of him.
Yeah, he's like in a ton of movies back then, and I haven't seen him in forever.
Exactly. I'll look him up.
Yeah, look him up. I know the name, though. However, I just said some negative stuff about the movie. This movie is fun for me. I got what I wanted ultimately out of the movie. It has some funny laughs, some of it involving a Halloween mask costume.
Michael Bean.
Michael Bean?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I guess I did not know the name.
Or Michael Ben, B-I-E-H-N.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess I didn't know the name. I thought I knew the name offhand, but no, I didn't know it. But cool. Yeah, it's him. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He does remind me a little of him.
Kyle Reese in the movie, man.
Kyle, yeah, that's probably what I know him more.
That's probably what that's
probably the name I was thinking
That's the
of.
Name you're thinking about.
Anyway,
yeah.
I think this movie's fun. It has some moments that work versus others, but they mainly work. I love the rest of the cast actually kind of a lot. I really like them a lot, actually. I like the...
Let's talk about the rest.
The Goofy Unit.
The Goofy Unit, yes. Starring... I'll name their actual names.
Trevante Rhodes.
Yeah, Trevante Rhodes.
Dude, Trevante Rhodes.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Trevante Rhodes?
Well, I'm just saying from... what's that movie? The Moon... Oh, my God. What's the name of it? The one that made... The black movie that made all the money. All
Moonlight.
Moonlight, thank you. I'm like, Moon something.
So... I had to look him up because I was like, where the fuck did I see this guy
from?
And I went on IMDb right afterwards and I was like, where is he from?
Dude, Moonlight.
Yeah, Moonlight. And I was like, good for him.
Yeah. I'm like, good for him, but also like such a polar difference. Anyway.
Exactly. Thomas Jane.
That's right. Thomas Jane is in this movie doing his The Expanse shtick.
Yeah. Alfie Allen.
Alfie Allen from Game of Thrones. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Reek.
Along with, I've seen him before, Augusto Aguilera.
Yes.
I've seen him before in another movie, but I can't think of what.
He's definitely the lesser known one of this bunch.
He is the lesser known
And
one.
Also, surprisingly, they got these people. I'm not saying Alfie Allen is like A-list or anything. I mean, no one here is A-list, but they are definitely higher than I thought it would have it.
Yeah.
And it is a goofy cast unit thing. It is like, I can't think of a movie, but it's like their version of whatever.
Right.
Of the Magnificent Seven or something.
Yeah, and they play off on that, too.
Yes, they do.
The movie does a good job of playing off.
The movie is kind of meta and aware of how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, especially with the relationship between Keegan-Michael Key's character and, what's it called?
Thomas Jane's, yeah.
Which is Baxley and Coyle.
Coyle.
Yeah. So, they do, like, that's like, it's just, it feels hokey along the movie, but if you're not in it at that point, you're not in it at all.
Yeah, if you're not having fun with it, it would look really bad for you.
It would,
Because they
even when you're in it, you still go, oh man,
it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
But the movie, you're just like, all right, I'll play along with it.
Yeah, and they use those two especially, but the rest of the unit too. They use them to like bring back jokes, like do this, you know, the double strap review, like what they say, how they say things.
Yes.
With, for example, when they're in Boyd Holbrook's house, and then from when they're at this the school shootout action sequence later on.
Right.
Again, not spoiling anything, and then up to leading into the forest.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all really cool. Little caveat for you, Ralph, and you're gonna have to tell me. I actually missed the first 5 to 10 minutes of this movie. I came in late, and the guy said that I was still in trailers. And he lied to me. So
okay, which theater did you go to?
I went to the one at the Niles Golf Mill one because it was.
Then AMC is lying lately because I got there once, MovieCo,
mm-hmm.
and right when I got there, the guy's like, "Oh no, the trailers are still playing. You're fine." And I got there and I had missed the first like 3 or 5 minutes of
This movie.
No, a different movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I was like, "This is some bullshit."
some bullshit.
I think they just say that.
Right, right.
It's like when I tell people, like, "Yes, it's 2% milk." Right, like, yeah. Dumb fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. And you're just like, "Whole bitch."
No. Yeah.
Okay, so the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. So when I started watching, he was running from something.
They're doing a mission. So you're lucky that I just fresh in my memory.
Yeah.
That they're doing a mission. And he's the head sniper in his called Quinn or Holbrook, Boyd Holbrook in the movie, Quinn McKenna, in the movie. He they're trying to take down. They're like using this guy as bait or something. They have like a drop going on or whatever, trying to save a hostage or something. Anyways, and he notices like a crash or something. What's it called?
Something's like corner of his eye or something.
No. He does. He notices like from far away, like something's coming at him, like kind of very fast. And it's a spaceship. So before that, what's it called? You have the guy, the predator, one of the predators escaping the predator world or whatever.
Yeah.
And in this ship, and he gets his ship damaged right as he does like hyperspace or whatever. Okay. And when he gets back through hyperspace, he gets too close to Earth and he's like already coming too fast to the landing. So he's crash landing essentially into the Earth. And that's what he does. And he happens to crash land through the mission for them.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, okay. So he takes his shot. He still kills a guy, but he ends up having to like run away because he thought it was like a napalm or something that's coming at him or some big something, right? Regardless, they go investigate. They find out it's the predator spaceship and it's something they have, like they find the actual predator himself or whatever. And and they have like all the tools. He ends up escaping, killing a couple people, whatever, right?
The Predator.
Yeah, the Predator. Mm-hmm. And what's it called? And by the time they get there, the other ship had already followed them. They get in there and he starts hunting the rest of them.
Oh.
So that's what he's on. He ends up stealing all this stuff.
The stealth tech.
Yeah, and then he leaves, right? He leaves with it and he ends up mailing it to himself.
Yeah, I saw the mailing to himself part. He goes to some... Are they in South America?
They are in South America.
Yeah, he goes to meet some guy at a bar.
They're like in some jungle or something.
Something like that, yeah. So I saw that. So that's where I saw it.
Okay, so you just missed out where basically one of the predators escapes the homeworld with some stuff.
So it wasn't the one that was escaping the predator homeworld that attacked them. It was the one chasing them.
Yeah, to my understanding, that's how it was, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I didn't know that either. It's great. And it does make more sense. And... So what did you think of the plot, the conceit of this movie, the idea that this renegade... By the way, really funny how the movie makes... I liked it a lot anyway. I thought it was refreshing seeing that the movie makes fun of the idea like, well, they're not actually predators because that's not what they actually do. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn, yeah. Who is pretty good in the movie, by the way. Anyway, what did you think of this idea of this renegade predator running away from, you know, the homeworld who wants to annihilate all of us? Or something, or not use us for. What do they want to do? They either want to use us for cattle, or they want to like kill everyone on the planet, or they want to take it over. They want to do something like that, right?
Well, yeah, I guess they basically want to take it over.
Yeah, something like that. But it's negative.
It's like they're prime ground to come over and take over.
What did you think of that plot? Like the reason why this movie.
I feel like I've been there before in other movies, so it felt kind of meh. But what I kind of like the other reasoning of why the predator escaped to begin with, what's it called? And they explain in the movie also that the predators have done like gene testings on themselves. That's where we have mecha predator.
Yeah, this bigger one.
The bigger one. That's what that we mentioned. That
the
we mentioned
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of
if you want to look at it, I mean, he's gigantic, and he he looks like he ate four predators and made one.
Yeah,
like it does look like that.
If he had a coat out, I would imagine there's two ones sitting on top of each other.
Right, exactly. With their arms stretched out, so they can be more muscular. Right. Yes. No, that's how it is. That's the look of it. That being said, this predator was also tested on, and it's a little bit spoilery, but they tested on. They mentioned that they test humans on them, genome.
Oh, that's right, because they noticed something.
They noticed something. Yeah, they had they do some human genome testing on them.
Yeah.
And I think this guy had some human in him, and I don't know if that's the reason he helped them out, or if he helped them out because he thought that they had already lost. It's almost like a renegade focus. It's like they had lost their ways of who their species were, and they went too far.
Oh, this guy's the equivalent of a vegan in his world? Like, why are we hurting all these animals?
I don't think so. I think it's more like they lost their ways in what they were before.
Yeah.
He's of the old, and the new is in right now, and they're trying to do all this craziness. And I think he's just trying to be like, hey, you guys should be redeemed, should be worthy of staying alive, right?
Yeah.
Being kept alive, but they're being utter douchebags and want to come over and take over, and I'm trying to help you guys out.
Right, and also, it goes against what we learned throughout the other movies, not that they cared
they have a
about.
Code. There's a code.
Yeah, their civilization is built on the survival of the fittest, and being the strongest, but it's also being, the strongest, smartest, but not, alternate, just change your genetic makeup. That's cheating.
Not the cheating route. Yeah. There's no shortcuts to them. For them, it's all about, we encountered this species and we adapted and we learned and we used our genetic, our already better genetics to learn against you guys. And if we lose against you, then it's obviously something that we need to get better skill-wise at.
Yeah.
Not, we adapt by going and, hunting more or whatever, not by, taking genetics and upgrading them and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I think we should get into spoilers just in general, because I think we're dancing around it.
We are.
So spoilers for The Predator starting right now.
Predators that exploit weakness, tracks its prey, like a game, seems to enjoy it.
That's not a predator, that's a sports hunter.
Well, we took a vote. Predator's cooler, right? Fuck yeah.
Do you have a plan? Ex-sniper with PTSD and a team that's mental? You're insane, right?
Yeah! Gentlemen, they're large, they're fast, and fucking you up's their idea of tourism.
Figured something out, I think we're gonna die.
Just pointing it out.
A big boy's a hunter. He brought his dogs with him.
I can't do the race hell. I can't lie. One shot, one kill. This real I ain't. One shot if you ain't ready to die. Never need it fucked up. I got shooters behind.
Come on!
You are now not in the presence of nice guys.
And one
we
thing.
I haven't mentioned anything. Michael Tremblay's in this.
Jacob Tremblay,
my son.
Room.
From Room.
Right.
Yeah, Tremblay.
Also, this movie has this weird thing, I don't know how it made you feel, that saying that he's not dyslexic, he's something, right? He's what's the term? It's a common term, kids have it. It's what he had.
Autism?
Autism, thank you. I cannot think of the word. An autism type thing. Autism is a genius thing. Like it's something better, right? Because you find out that the predator dude, that big one, wanted him, right? He didn't want the soldier guy. He wanted his kid, who has the better, I don't know, brain chemistry or whatever than the rest of humanity or whatever. What did you think of that weird? I mean, I don't know if it's weird to you, but what did you think of using autism as a way to roadmap this idea for alien intelligence to take advantage of?
I thought it was something I've heard it before. I've heard it either random news articles that it could be something like that.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm not saying I don't even believe it. I've seen movies do it too.
And I've seen it in other movies as well. That's why I bring it up. I like that they kind of went out there. I like when things directors or in general movies take one string of information and they're like, we're going to run with it, right?
Yeah.
And we go with it. And I like that they took it and they went that route.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, this could be the next, you know, level of humans or whatever. And it's funny how it's, you know, that's how it works out. And it, I like that that route it took, personally.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the way they used, I don't know how much you've seen of Castle Rock. It's not a big spoiler. It's episode 4, I think. Mm-hmm. And Castle Rock, Sissy Spacek's character, I just saw it. That's why it reminds me. Sissy Spacek's character is going through Alzheimer's, and she's forgetting a lot of things and all.
Yeah.
But there's this episode just focused on her and how she is able to time travel throughout her memories and her life based on what the Alzheimer's, if that's what it is showing her. And she hides chess pieces around the house in her life to tell her what time she's in.
Okay.
And she uses it to change the course of history. But it's like a cool way to show like some horrible ailment, you know?
Right.
So anyway, off topic. So my mind's going everywhere. I really like that. My favorite probably sequence, other than you know that some of the forest stuff when everyone started dropping like flies. By the way, was the school sequence. I kind of like that.
The school sequence was fun.
I want more though.
I think my favorite sequence is still when the predator that they capture escapes. What's it called?
Oh, that was cool. That was like really the closest to horror they get.
Right? That was the closest to horror to get, yeah.
Yes, but it still didn't really meet there, but it was pretty cool. Right. Her, like, ducking away from him and shit, and him killing people left and right. Which is interesting because, like, also, if it feels like the movie doesn't know exactly what to do about this one lone predator that's trying to save humanity. He wakes up, he starts, you know, kind of, you know, it seems like, he's like, he wants to help them by killing them at the same time. Like, he's like very strange the way he acts. It counteracts with his mission, well, you know?
Yeah, it's like he wants to help them, but he's like making them pay for
maybe he's just a grumpy, wake morning person. Maybe, maybe he's just really pissed off. Like, in the morning, he has to kill someone.
Could be.
Possible. Anyway, but it just seems like it's wrong.
But that was cool because he looks at Olivia Munn completely naked and he sees no threat. At the moment, because she doesn't have a weapon.
Right. It reminds you of, you know, when in the second Predator with Donald Glover, with that girl, that cop lady who was pregnant. He's like, oh, I can't kill you when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. It's like a weird code thing. Anyway, so I liked him overall. I wish they kind of did more of a partner up thing though. They never really did that. I kind of wanted to see humans and this predator fighting the other predators.
Well, that school scene is a close scene.
The closest to it, right?
Right, but we get that, and you're like, oh, this guy's just trumps him. Like,
oh yeah, I know. The other predator, yeah, because it's literally a little fight. The alpha predator kills him pretty fast.
Yeah,
which makes it look like the humans shouldn't be able to put out that much of a fight, but of course they will because it's the movie we're watching, and the humans have to win. But it feels also, like it undercuts that more.
A little bit, but it also is like the reason it doesn't undercut it as much is because the Predator chose to come to this world saying that we have a chance to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a chance. That's why. It's
I don't get a little bit.
Right.
Just the overall, you know.
Right.
It's like you're bringing all these massive things, you know, can have it.
I mean, what did you think of the Alpha Predator choosing its actual prey? It's the why they gave him, you know, later on in the movie. It chooses, who does it say? It says in the movie.
It says McKenna.
It says McKenna. It chooses McKenna as its actual, as the reason it gives the time to run away.
He's hunting that guy.
He's hunting McKenna, right? What did you think of that? What did you think why it chose McKenna?
Well, it chose a kid.
Exactly.
I mean, that was
that's
twist.
That's the twist, yeah.
But, I mean, I really thought that he was like, oh, okay, they're doing the societal thing. It's almost like he came here to kill this rogue guy and who ran away. He's like, well, might as well have some fun. These guys are out here. They're soldiers. Let's kill some other best warriors, you know? He's like almost like – I thought he was added something. Like it was like a game for him.
That's what I thought also.
And that would have been honestly better than adding all this shit to it.
Right.
If it was just like a sport game. Like it's the most dangerous game from the short story novel or whatever. Like just that writ out of – but like improvised. You know, and that would have been cool. I thought that's what it was. And I was like, that's a nifty idea. And then obviously the twist and all that shit happened. I thought he was just like, I'm saving you for last. Kind of like Babe Ruth saying that this one's going over there, this home run, right?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And I thought that's what it was. So I guess I was let down a little bit because it turned out to be more plotty stuff.
Yeah, I don't think we needed it. I thought it was going to be more McKenna for that reason.
No.
It worked out for them overall. Obviously, the movie made it worked out for that reason. But I was expecting more of the... Yeah. Of what you just explained.
Yeah. So wrapping up to the ending here, first of all, I did like Thomas Jane and Michael Key, their death scenes to each other when they were in payola.
Yeah, that's funny.
I thought that was kind of funny. However, I feel like we didn't know enough of these characters. So when they have when McKenna and Olivia Munn's character, what's her name, Casey, when they have their, they say they give like a little mini eulogy and their goodbyes to all this unit of goofballs that tagged along for the ride. I feel like we know nothing about these characters enough to have like a little funeral eulogy about them.
Yeah, it felt a little weird.
And they
weird.
Had all this collection of things, you know, personal items they had, remember? And they buried it or something, or they did something with it. And I'm like, okay, that was weird. It seemed forced. And other than the unbelievability of Olivia Munn catching up to a ship that's in the air by foot, other than that, it's...
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like how all that worked out overall. I mean, barely
right,
saved
exactly.
it. I almost wish the kid was taken... You know, and for open up for like a fun sequel, like maybe they come back and the kid died a long time ago, but like his experiments has led the predators to, I don't know, have a cool way to fight. I don't know what.
Yeah, it would have been, interesting to say the least.
But the movie actually ends with them getting this gift. Was the thing that, right?
Yeah.
The suit?
Yeah, it was
what'd
a suit.
What do you think of the ending?
I mean, that was an interesting setup for a future movie, potential future
it
movie.
It ends in a punchline, though. It's like a joke. It's like a 90s. Punchline.
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what it ends on. Which is funny that I liked it. I like how it picks a random person too.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh yeah, some random
accidentally
scientist
on or something, yeah. Right? And he was like, that felt like a huge power rush, like
yeah.
Huge, and it just and it's obviously the suit fits to the person,
yeah.
Not to the you know like
not the other way
not like one size fits all. It's yeah. No, this fits all.
This
whatever
fits all.
Build
one size fits all. This one fits all.
This thing fits all.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually liked it overall. And what was the punchline? I forgot.
I forgot
remember
too. It's
it
like something about suiting up. I just don't remember what it was.
Right. Oh, I hope they have it in 34 medium. I think.
Oh yeah, 34
that's,
long or something.
Long or
that's
something,
what he says. Yes, that's right.
There you go. Yeah.
Something like that. Yes, you're right. That's so corny.
It was very corny.
But I couldn't help but smile though because it was.
That's exactly
was
how I felt. It was so corny. So
I
bad.
I can see people hating it, but I liked it.
But I liked it overall. I had a big grin on my face also.
Yeah, it worked. And this is a movie, a nice action movie, not like a great one. I wanted more spectacle out of it. I didn't get it, but that's okay. I wanted maybe more tightness in the plot or maybe less plot. And like I said, go with the hunting angle of it instead of like this kidnapping this child angle. It's okay. There's a toddler in the background. It's okay. People who know us. So yeah, I wish there was a bit more of that for sure. I didn't want like a movie to break all the action movie genre rules or anything. I don't need a Mad Max every time I watch these kind of movies. But I got what I wanted, and I'll probably watch it again. And that's...
But you would like one sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, once a year, I think that's not too much to ask. No, I'm kidding. This probably is too much to ask. Anyway, we're going to call it quits there. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. That was The Predator, and I am Oscar.
And Ralph.
And thanks for listening.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.